31-year-old Iswali Ogunlana says he's very concerned about the potential traffic a stadium here could bring and may even move to avoid it.
I think I'm reassessing if I still want to stay in Vining, but one thing, you know, if the city or Cobb County instead, if they do something about the transportation, it could be better. But right now, the way, it's still 3 years away, so it still have a little bit of time, but it's going to be challenging.
On the other side of the issue, Greg DeBacker is excited about the Braves moving here and says he'd definitely go to more games once they relocate.
You know, that sounds like a pretty good deal. I mean, it's going to be a lot closer to where I live and much more convenient to come down to the game.
DeBacker also says he's not concerned about Cobb tax money being used in the stadium's construction and supports the use of $10 million from the Cumberland Community Improvement District.
There is some coming, I guess, from the general fund, but from what I read, some of the tax money is actually going to come from this area where some of the businesses are going to actually benefit from the additional people visiting, and I think that's a very smart way to finance the construction cost.
Smyrna resident Denise Roman plans to take more of a wait-and-see approach and thinks it's too early to jump to conclusions about the traffic.
Until it's here, you won't know, so I'm not going to judge it. I think I would hope that they would do enough research to understand the dynamics of the amount of people that are going to be in that area and prepare for it so that it doesn't affect the 75 to 85. That's probably the only thing I'm worried about. But
Cobb commissioners are expected to vote on the stadium agreement during a November 26th meeting. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.